Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the FCB Podcast Network.
Break faces when they drop jaw. Food chain says top dog. We don't listen to y'all. This the outlaw. We don't listen to y'all. This the outlaw. Make them scream out loud like a sound dog. Cause a ruckus in the crowd. Tune in, it's the charge for the outlaws. Tune in, it's the charge for the outlaws.
Welcome to a special edition of The Outlaws. This is Darvio the Kingpin Morrow alongside Robin O'Malley. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. Why is this a special episode? This is a special episode because we are talking to iconic members of the legendary show The Office. We just finished taping two incredible interviews that you're going to hear in just a little bit. But before we go to that, Robin, talk a little bit about what that was like, what that experience was just like talking to those two.
You know what? That was pretty dope because, you know, Darvio, like the last one that we went to, you know, I've been receiving a lot of life lessons. We'll say not lessons, messages. If you may. And so I just received one from
Kate Flannery.
So I did receive a message from her. So that was pretty cool. And I like their energy. And one of the guys that we interviewed, which was Oscar Nunez, right? I noticed on his table that he got to act with one of my most favorite actresses, which is Sandra Bullock, a.k.a. my celebrity lookalike, okay? And he was like, I'll tell her you said hello. And I'm like, yes, please do that. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. So we interviewed Leslie Baker, Kate Flannery, and Oscar Nunez from The Office. We had a great time. It was incredible. We're at Fan Expo Cleveland. I should have opened with that. We're at Fan Expo Cleveland. So we didn't get a ton of time with them, but we got enough that you all, those of you who are fans of The Office, will be able to get a feel and a flavor for some of your, who may be some of your favorite characters. So what we're going to do is we are going to take a break now. And when we come back, we are going to play those interviews in its entirety. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Outlaws.
These days, it seems like everybody's talking, but no one is actually listening to the things they're saying. Critical thinking isn't dead, but it's definitely low on oxygen. Join me, Kira Davis, on Just Listen to Yourself every week as we reason through issues big and small, critique our own ideas, and learn to draw our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Subscribe to Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis, an FCB radio podcast on Apple, on Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Outlaw Radio Show.
Welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to The Outlaws. Make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you listen to this show on Apple, please make sure you leave us a 5-star review and a comment. It's very important for the algorithm. And for those of you who've already done so, thank you oh so very much. And now let's get to our interviews with the legendary actors and actress from The Office. All right, we have a very special guest with us. He was part of a legendary show that many of you are very familiar with. Leslie Baker from The Office. Welcome. How you doing, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. So talk a little bit about what it was like to be on such an iconic, legendary show like The Office.
Didn't know it was iconic and legendary until after the fact, but now, you know, we've been off of, we've been done with filming for now over a decade exactly as of this month. So we've been part of the fabric of America, or we've become that, especially the past 2 years during the pandemic when people couldn't get out and they wanted something entertaining to watch with their families, and we were it. So the fans have helped make us this iconic show that we are.
Absolutely. And talk a little bit about how being on that show, you know, changed your career, made, I mean, obviously you're well known. Everybody knows you. You're iconic and famous. So talk a little bit about how being on The Office changed your career.
Just being able to go to award shows and meet people that I grew up watching, you know, Warren Beatty and Ned Benning, Carol Burnett, the cast of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and, you know, being able to meet all of these icons, the cast of the Golden Girls before they passed away, just to be able to interact with all of these people and meet them, and then they recognize that we do what we do and that we're their peers, and it's been great. And to be able to come to functions like this and meet the fans. As you know, or may not know, we were on a closed set for 9 years, so we didn't get a chance to interact with fans because we weren't filming in front of a live studio audience. So now we get to go around and meet the legions of fans that, you know, we didn't have access to before. So being able to come to the Comic-Cons is a great way to do that. And also I've been going around to a lot of the universities speaking, and that's been fun. And baseball games and soccer games and just being out in the world. So,
absolutely.
So I would say my question would be, so what would you say is your top three favorite shows that you have ever been in?
I've been in? Oh, my gosh. I loved Malcolm in the Middle. I loved The Guardian. And, of course, our show, you know, The Office. That was, you know, that's the tip-top, you know, so.
Okay. And so what would you say in this show, this particular show, what would be your favorite episode on this show?
Probably when you know, Rainn Wilson, Dwight, he got the little dart and shot me with the dart, and I passed out, and they wrapped me up in bubble wrap, and he slid me down the stairs, wrapped me in bubble wrap, rolled me across the parking lot, stuffed me in a car that was, you know, too little, and drove me to a meeting that I didn't want to go to. But it was very fun. Bubble wrap is highly comfortable. If anybody ever offers to wrap you in bubble wrap, let them. It's very comfortable. I napped during a lot of the rolling across the parking lot scene, so it's very soothing. I can understand how babies like to be swaddled, but don't use bubble wrap on your babies. But it's for adults, it's fine.
You know, I gotta admit that does sound pretty fun. I'm jealous.
So finally, obviously, like you said, the show has been a important, it's become a part of Americana. And to be a part of that show, not only to be part of that show, but also be one of the iconic black actors on that show and having such a prominent role and impact in Hollywood. Talk a little bit about what that meant. That's the significance of that being on that show.
Fortunately, we had a wonderful executive producer, Greg Daniels, who allowed me to be able to do the character of Stanley with humor and dignity at the same time, which in many cases, some of the shows that you've seen, African-Americans do, they haven't been able to do that as successfully without, you know, a lot of headbutting. But Greg Daniels was instrumental in doing that, and he early on recognized our talents, our strengths, and encouraged us to utilize those. And if we ever came up with an idea or something that was funny, he said, go with it. If a guest director ever asked us to do something that we felt was not in keeping with our character, he said, you know what you need to do. Stick to your guns, stick to your character. And he encouraged that, and this is a result. So he knew what he was doing. So.
Absolutely. Let everybody know how to, if they want to get in contact with you on social media, keep up with what you got going on, I guess.
Page. I don't know the details of it. There's said, but this man knows. Sadar, what is my Instagram information? Because I don't keep up with that.
Leslie David Baker. One second. I will give you the exact name right now.
I don't. You know, I'm old. I don't do all of that. I have things to do. You know, I meet with my trainer, and he keeps the rickets out of my bones. I don't have time to handle an Instagram page.
His Instagram is at The Leslie David Baker, literally his full name, The Leslie David Baker, and you'll find him on there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Good seeing you.
All right. We have another guest with us who was also part of that iconic, legendary show, The Office, Kate Flannery. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How you doing? What's up?
I'm good. I'm good. Talk about what it was like to be a part of The Office.
You know what? The Office was the greatest show to work on for a number of reasons. For one thing, we got our own desk, we got our own seats. So you had, like, you got to sit if you wanted to. A lot of actors don't get to sit. Just notice when you saw some of those shows, like, sometimes people don't sit. We always got to sit, which is super comfortable. I had the most comfortable wardrobe. My biggest feat on the show was to not laugh. Don't laugh, because you're going to ruin it for somebody else. Don't ruin the take. So that's a really good problem to have.
Absolutely. So with that being said, obviously it must have been a lot of fun being on the set and shooting the show. Talk a little bit about that.
We had some of the greatest writers on earth on The Office, and I'm so proud of the show. I feel like it still holds up, and I think there's so many kids that come upon it, and if they're really smart, they get it, because it's also kind of like being in school, and Michael Scott's kind of like your teacher, like the boss is like the teacher, and you have to sit next to somebody you didn't pick, you know, like your desk is next to Dwight, you're like, ugh, you know. I think there's a lot to relate to. I really do.
Absolutely. Robin?
Okay, so my question would be, what is your favorite scene in this show that you have done so far?
Oh my gosh, so hard to pick one, but one of my favorites was when Michael Scott drags Meredith into rehab, and we had to improvise this. It was one of the few times I got to improvise on the show, and we had this whole chase scene in the parking lot. It was nuts, and we had two people dressed up like us that were stunt doubles, but we were like, we'll try it if we get hurt, and I was like, I don't care if I break my leg. I'm doing this. I want to do this. I don't care. I did a bunch. I got to do a bunch of my own stunts, so it was really fun.
Living life on the wild side. I love it.
I sort of felt like I got to do so much physical comedy, and like sometimes doing a stunt is an extension of that. And it's funnier if it's the person that, like the real actor. Sometimes I think it's funnier when, you know, because then it doesn't take you out. You know it's them. You see their, like when Meredith gets hit by Michael Scott's car, I hit the glass. You can see me. You can see it's my face. It's not like, so yeah.
You know, so my question is what I see here that you were also on Dancing with the Stars. How was that?
It was really hard. You cannot party when you're on Dancing with the Stars. It is like being a sudden new athlete. And I was 55 when I did it. I can't even believe it. But I had a really great time. I ended up doing most of the tour, too. Actually, I was in Cleveland for the tour as well. And it was just like, it was the greatest. I think anytime you work with really great people that are really good at what they do, like the pros on Dancing with the Stars, they're incredible. They teach you that you have to trust them, and they push you. And I just felt like it was just like amazing to be at that level with like these guys that are like my dance partner was like, he and his wife are 7-time national champs, and they're international champs. Like, what am I doing? Like Meredith, the drunk from The Office, is dancing with a dance pro. Like, what is happening? So I definitely gave it my all, that's for sure.
So I have to ask you, there's there may be one thing that a lot of people may or may not know. You were actually on an episode of one of my all-time favorite shows, which is the Bernie Mac Show. Talk about what that was like. What that was like being on the show, what that was like working with Bernie.
So this is a year and a half before I got the office. I booked an episode of Bernie Mac. It's called Stiff Upper Lip. Bernie is the greatest. He is the greatest. He was the greatest. Not only was he funny, he was super kind. He used to have a separate lunch in his dressing room, and he would invite all the kids on the show with their parents, because, you know, kids can't work without their parents. So he, like, gave everybody, like, another place to relax during the show, which is, like, that's unheard of for somebody who's... He's the kindest. He's the best. I mean, usually guys that are number one on the show, all they do is think about themselves, not Bernie Mac. And when I got invited to that lunch, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And did you know that Creed Bratton, who plays Creed on The Office, he was in that episode too. He plays a doctor. He didn't have any lines, but they go to the hospital. The whole episode is about, like, Bernie's they're going to on a field trip, and yeah. Bernie's one of the parents with the kids, watching the kids, and one of the kids is in a wheelchair, and Bernie's like, come on, hurry up, like, and then, and I play the mother that's like, why are you yelling at my son?
Right.
You know, so funny. Oh my God, such a funny, like, just again, real life premise, like, we're all human beings, you know. He messed up, he didn't mean it, he treated the kid like he was a regular kid,
right.
And, you know, that was his argument. He's like, he can wheel faster. Come on, right? He was the greatest. What a loss we had. I mean, seriously, if you've never seen Bernie Mac, go find him. You'll see he is hilarious. And the story on his TV show was a story that happened in his real life. He took in his nieces and nephews, and he became their parent. He dropped everything for those kids and raised them. And he was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but he did it. So that's a big heart. That's a big man. Funny guy. Really the real deal. I love that you love Bernie Mac.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let everybody know how to follow you on social media if they want to keep up with what you got going on, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. I'm at The Real Kate Flannery on Instagram. I'm at Kate Flannery on Twitter. I'm sort of on Facebook, but I feel like I'm never on enough. But you can find me at Kate Flannery. And I also tour with Jane Lynch. We did a Christmas album, so we're going to be touring again this Christmas. If you go to Jane Lynch Official, you can get tickets to our tour. We're going to be, like, I think in 20 cities, so this should be fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and thanks for still watching The Office, you guys. It means a lot.
Absolutely. All right, we have another special guest with us who was also part of the legendary, iconic show The Office, Oscar Nunez. Welcome. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Talk about what it was like to be on a show like The Office. Did you know it was going to be as big as it's become when you were on it, or was that something that you learned afterwards?
I knew that the English version was very funny, I thought. And I'm like, oh, this is a good show. Let's do the pilot, and that will probably be it. Because at the time, we were cast, but Steve Carell was not cast. But when I found out that Steve was available, he was doing something else and it fell through and he was available, then I thought we had a chance. And Greg Daniels said, you know, we're not going to have a laugh track, and we are going to hold on those awkward moments. And I thought, okay, this can happen. And things just, it got better and better. The second episode was the one, Diversity Day, I think, where we're holding little cards over our heads. And that was our second episode, and I was like, this is good. This is funny stuff. And I'm like, oh, who wrote it? Oh, that teenager, BJ Novak, wrote this. I'm like, this is a good show. So, yeah.
Awesome. So what has it been like now that the show is over and it has such a cult following, and there's always a bunch of fans who are, even people who are still, like, just discovering. We talked to Leslie, and he was talking about how people have rediscovered the show during COVID and things like that. What has it been like to be a part of that? Like, this has such a huge cult following now.
That's what it is. It's the gift that keeps on giving. People keep discovering the show. It's all so good. It's a love fest. So that's really cool. I didn't expect that, you know? So it's positive on so many levels. Not to mention the money, the residuals come. And, you know, it's all good. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Peace out.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it. All right, one more time. Thank you to all three of the members of the office for joining us on the show and spending time with us. We really appreciate it. We are out of here. We'll see you next time. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the FCB Podcast Network, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbpodcasts.com.